Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. I will discuss the NBA first round playoff games on the date of June 2nd, 2021. We have four games on tonight. We have the Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Washington Wizards at 7 o'clock in a Game 5 matchup. The 76ers are up 3-1 in this series. In the previous bout, Ben Simmons had a bad free throw game. Awful. But Joel Embiid had a small meniscus tear, and he will not be playing in Game 5 tonight, and which seems that makes the Wizards not a favorite, you know, according to Vegas and whatnot. But, like, it gives the Wizards a little bit of hope. But it does not help that Davis Bertans is out as well for 4 to 6 weeks, as he has an injury of his own. I believe he also has some sort of knee injury, something that's going to sideline him for 4 to 6 weeks. And as we see here, it was a calf injury. So you got an MRI on that done. And he's expecting to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a calf injury. And essentially, he's not going to come back until next season. So, George Hill and Seth Curry, they're day-to-day, but they're going to play. The main guy that's going to be out is Embiid. The Wizards, they lost the first three. Particularly the last two before the game that they won, they lost by 25 and they lost by 29. So an average margin of 27 points per loss. In the previous game, they only lost by 7. So, you know, you would hope that, you know, after that game one loss, you know, this series would be somewhat competitive. But after games 2 and 3, it looked like it was going to be a 4-0 sweep. But then Embiid got hurt in the first quarter, and then the Wizards just took off from there. They came up with the hack of Simmons before the final 2 minutes, and it worked out for them, as Simmons he has the worst free throw percentage of all time in a playoff series. I think it's at like 25% or something like that. It's not good at all. He went 5 for 11 from the free throw line. And then prior to that game, he didn't hit a single free throw. I think he was like 0 for 12 to start out the series. And, you know, it's still pretty bad. But, you know, as Doc Rivers said, if you take him out of the game, you don't know basketball. I get it. You know, they're going to foul him. They're going to force him to shoot free throws. But he plays good defense. You know, he's a defensive player of the year candidate. So if you take out him and you already have Embiid and you're playing, you know, a decent amount of small balls. You have Curry, Green, and, Harris and Maxey. I understand you got Howard and Scott, but, you know, they're not Embiid and Simmons when it comes to size and defense. So, especially with Dwight Howard having a minus 10 and the plus minus in the game. I think Ben Simmons was he's one of three or four players with significant minutes that had a plus in the plus-minus column. But as most Wizards starters, or all Wizards starters, had a positive in the plus-minus column. Russ, he's got to do better. 3 for 19. He got to the free throw line, 16 times, but probably 7 or 8 times, but he had 16 free throw attempts. He had 21 rebounds, 14 assists. I mean, you know, the triple-double's still there, but I don't like him shooting from the perimeter all the time. 3 for 19, you know. I know you can say pass the ball, but I mean, that's just awful. Robin Lopez had a great game. He went 8 of 11. He had a lot of hook shots. I think he had 5 or 6 hook shots out of his 8 field goals that were made. So, you know, good for him. Him and Gafford played pretty well. Gafford, he had 12 points. He had 4 rebounds. You know, Russ had 21 rebounds. It's crazy. I guess it's okay if you let your point guard get more rebounds than you if you're a center, if it's Russell Westbrook playing. But, You know, I hope Russell makes better decisions, or if he doesn't make the better decisions, he's at least making the shots that he keeps trying to make. That's always like a criticism I've always had of Westbrook, just the bad field goal percentage. And you know, it's not every game he's gonna play like this, but like whenever you see it, it's just like, dude, like, you know, give the ball to Beal or somebody, someone that might have a better jump shot than you that night. But Neto, he did all right, 3 for 6, shooting, 1 for 2 from 3-point land, 4 for 5 from free throw. He'll probably get some more minutes tonight, especially with Davis Bertans out. Neto will probably end up in the starting lineup again. I'm trying to think on who they would start over Bertans, and I would think it's not going to be Bonga. I don't think it would be Ish Smith. It's probably not going to be Leonard Lopez, because you probably don't want to put Gafford in with Lopez in at the same time. So yeah, but the 76ers, they're 6.5-point favorites. You know, I'm going to give it to them. I think they'll win, but I don't think they'll cover. I think the Wizards will cover. I can see the 76ers winning this game by 3 points. I think it's going to be a really close game. I wish I would have gone to game 4. It was a very competitive game, back and forth. I had an opportunity to go, but I didn't. I just didn't want to drop the money for it. I could afford it. You know, don't get me wrong, I can afford it. I just didn't want to go because it wasn't my team playing. And the way, like, the Wizards played the last two games gave me no confidence in them making it a competitive game against the Sixers. And I was wrong. So, you know, good for them. Next, we have the Atlanta Hawks. And, oh, by the way, over-under is 230. I'm taking the over on that. Next game, you got the Atlanta Hawks visiting the New York Knicks. Public enemy number one, Trae Young's coming back to try to shut the New York fans up. I had a game one win, but a game two loss. The team was only able to put up 91 points. But, you know, they won by double digits at home the first two games. They won by, the last two games. First two games at home. They won by 11 and they won by 17. So, you know, the Hawks are looking like a better team, you know, than the Knicks. Hey, welcome back to the Vincent Moreland Show, Moreland More Sports. Sorry about that. I had a FaceTime call during the show. As I was saying, down the stretch, it looks like the Hawks are a little bit better when it comes to closing out games than the Knicks. It can be very close down the stretch, but throughout this series, the Hawks have been a better team that have came up on top. But they're back at the Garden again, so, I mean, we'll see what happens. Knicks are a 1.5-point favorite. I got the Hawks covering. I got the Hawks money line. They could win this game. Over-under is 208. You know, this has been a really, really low scoring series. You know what? Over under 208. I'm going to go over on this one. I don't know what it is, but these Knicks, they just have not been scoring. They've been scoring 105, 101, 94, 96, but other than that, they just have not been scoring. They scored 96 in their last game against the Celtics. Granted, not all of their starters were playing, but still, been a low-scoring offense. You know, expect better from them, especially at home. So I think this game will go over. I can see Trae Young getting 30 this game. I got the Hawks narrowing this game out. I think they'll win by 4 tonight. I'm really that confident in them. Next up, you got the Grizzlies and the Jazz. This is honestly the least interesting series to me, just because I haven't watched Memphis enough. Like, I know some of their players, and like I'm starting to like watching this team a little bit as I've been watching this playoffs. They got some good players individually, but like as a team, I don't think they're like all that good. But give them credit, you know, they took a game, they stole game one. Donovan Mitchell did not play. If he did play, they probably would have been swept by now. But the Grizzlies, they try to hang in there. They can score a little bit. They're not super good defensively, at least from what I've seen in games, you know, 3 and 4, giving up 20, and 2 as well, giving up 141, 121, and 120. They've been hanging in there with the Jazz. They just, when it comes to the stretch, you know, like I said, when it comes to the stretch, it's just all Jazz, you know, in terms of closing out these games. So the Jazz are a 9.5-point favorite, probably because they're at home. They won by 12 in the last home game. They lost by 3 the first home game. I got the Grizzlies covering that. I think they can cover it. I think they've been competitive enough to be able to cover that. Over-under is 226. I'm going over, man. They've gone over that 3 straight games. Why wouldn't they cover that? Especially with all the players playing on both sides. So, you know. But give me the Jazz on this one. I think they're going to close it out at home. Then we got Dallas and the Los Angeles Clippers. It's looking like the Los Angeles Clippers have a better chance of moving it on than the Los Angeles Lakers, excuse me. And Mavericks are 7.5-point underdogs. I think they will cover. I think every single underdog is going to cover tonight. But I think 3 of the favorites are going to win. They're just not going to cover the spread. Over-under is 217. I'm gonna go over on this one. It's tough. I'm gonna go over on this one. Dallas needs to find a way to score some points. They did well the first two games, scoring 113, 127. Then you know they lost with scoring 108 and 81. I don't know what's going on. Luka, you know, he's trying the best he can, but you know, other guys gotta step it up. Yeah, so Porzingis, he's got to step it up. Everyone else, Hardaway. They got to play some better defense as well. You know, there was a time where they were up by a decent amount in game 3. I think they were up by like 19 in the first quarter, and they lost that game. And they scored a decent amount in the first game, so they just need to step their game up. And they got to learn how to run an offense when Luka's not on the floor. Because without Luka, they look lost out there. I'm just saying. But give me the Clippers tonight. I think they'll win this game by 6. I don't think they're going to cover, though. And give me the over on this one. And then I may as well make my predictions for tomorrow's games. You got Denver and Portland, or I should say Thursday. Denver and Portland. Portland's coming back at home. I think Portland will win this game. I think they're the favorites for this game because they are at home. They're a -5 favorite. I don't know if they'll cover that. I think they will, but I mean, it'll be a tough cover. That's for sure. Will Barton's going to be out most likely. It's been a back and forth series. I've enjoyed following this series. Over on the 227.5. Give me over, man. Give me over on this one. Dame Lillard, a very, very good performance. Tuesday night, he shot 12 of 17 from 3-point land. 17 for 24 from the field. 9 of 10 free throws. 10 assists. 6 rebounds. 55 points. It's just, you know, CJ McCollum, 7 for 22 from the field. It's a little above 33%. 2 for 8, 25% from 3-point land. Only 18 points. -7 in the plus-minus. Nurkic, man, he has to make sure he doesn't foul out. He only had 24 minutes. He's in foul trouble for much of the game. Fouled out in the fourth quarter. So you're forcing Enes Kanter to go against Nikola Jokic, and that's going to be very, very huge mismatch for Jokic and Kanter. You know, I think Kanter's a smaller body than Nurkic, not as physical. And then the Suns and the Lakers, they play again. That's going to be an interesting game. If Anthony Davis, a.k.a. Street Clothes, according to Charles Barkley, doesn't play, I think Phoenix wraps this series up. But I wouldn't mind seeing this game go to 7. But as long as Davis is out, I really don't think the Lakers have a chance. But we will see. He's day-to-day now. We'll see what happens. Los Angeles has lost the last 2. After winning 109-95 and then 109-102. But their offense has been kind of bad the last couple games, scoring only 85 and 92. So both teams not really scoring that high. The over-under for that game is 207.5. Might have to take the under for that one if Davis doesn't play. But if he does play, I'll take the over. But if he does play, the over will probably go up to like 215 or something. So Booker's playing well. Ball's playing well. Hopefully, you know, his shoulder's okay. He got a little mad at Wesley Matthews the other day. Lakers are a 2-point favorite. I can't take them to win this game if Anthony Davis doesn't play. I'm sorry. If Anthony Davis plays, I don't know if they still win because they lost by 30 last night, but then the game would have been a lot more competitive and the trajectory of this series would be a lot different if he's been healthy the whole series. But yeah, guys, thank you for listening to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. I will try to be a little bit more consistent, you know, as we get deeper into the playoffs. I appreciate you guys listening as always. Always a pleasure to try to produce the best content I can possible without like the resources that I do not have available to me, that I don't make available to me. So thank you guys. I forgot to mention the Orioles finally won a game after losing 14 in a row. Sorry, I just had to come back and talk about this. This was, man, they lost 14 in a row. Since May 5th, they've only won 3 games. Since Cinco de Mayo, when John Means had a no-hitter. A no-hitter that I didn't even get to see on live television because I was at Towson. I was at Towson meeting up with a buddy, a couple buddies, to go to... I forgot what the restaurant's called. We were celebrating Cinco de Mayo. And anyway, that's not the point. The point is the Orioles finally won a game, and all it took was a new calendar month. First day of June, so you're 1-0 in the month of June. Let's see if you can make it 2-0. Today's June 2nd. Let's see if they can win 2 in a row against Minnesota. They lost 16 in a row to the Minnesota Twins, dating back to, if not last year, the year before. That is god-awful. I got to see them play against the Washington Nationals. They had a 5-0 lead in the first inning. And they blew it. They blew the game. Bruce Zimmerman blew it. You know, the bullpen blew it. And, you know, we just gave up run after run after run. Now, what I will say is I am very happy I got to see 2 grand slams in one game. I don't think I've ever seen a grand slam in person before. So, hopefully it's a new start for the Orioles. I'd hate for them to finish with the worst record in the league. I don't care how many prospects you get. It seems like, you know, prospects takes forever to pull up. You know, it's not like the NFL or NBA where Anthony Davis, Kyler Murray, you know, those guys are going to be ready, you know, because they're the number one overall pick. They're not going to be ready next year. In baseball, they're going to be ready in 4 years, maybe 5, maybe 3. But, you know, it's not like they're going to be ready, you know, at 19 years old like Bryce Harper and Juan Soto. So, you know, it's very frustrating. You know, we're in this rebuilding process. We know we're not a good team. But like you see your favorite baseball team lose 14 in a row. And sometimes you just can't help but have a sarcastic laugh and like have a sarcastic congratulations after your team finally wins a game after not winning a game in over 2 weeks. It's sad. Nobody wants to see your favorite team lose 14 games in a row. Oh my God, if the Ravens lost 14 games in a row, I would lose my mind. But the losing streak is over. We'll probably be fifth in the AL East again. I don't think we were last year. I think we were a game above the Red Sox for fifth in the AL East, but they're not heading in that direction. They're actually going to win some ball games this year. Remember last year in the pandemic, it's a very short season. Everybody played 60 games. So, you know, teams could have had time to, you know, turn their seasons around and whatnot. But not the Orioles. The Orioles never have time to turn their season around. Yeah. Yeah, so the season ended today, we'd be the worst team in the league. 18-37. Diamondbacks are 20-36. Rockies are 21-34. Everyone else, Pirates 20-34. Other teams have some separation from us. But, like I said, it's a new month. Luckily, the Orioles haven't given up the most amount of runs in the league. 289 by the Angels, but the Orioles have given up 274. Other than that, okay, Rockies are giving up 273. Diamondbacks, 297. So, and I guess the Orioles are just good in close games. I don't know. The run differential is minus 65. It's the second worst in baseball, behind the Pirates, minus 83, because the Pirates can't score. But, all right, that's enough baseball talk. My Miami Heat are eliminated. My Washington Capitals are eliminated. So I have nothing officially to look forward to from any of my favorite teams until September for the Ravens. Also, sports betting is legal in Maryland. Should be available online and in person soon. I guess places are getting licenses and stuff to be able to let people in Maryland bet on sports. So, yeah. Thank you for listening, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day whenever you listen to this. Thank you very much. Vincent Moreland signing out.